Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, also online at npr.org/BPP, but only if the BPP is lowercase. That's so weird, but it's true. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, we'll crank up the BPP jukebox, hear a little music. Before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has praised the United Nations for condemning the political violence against his supporters. But Zimbabwe has defied international condemnation of the crisis and says Friday's scheduled presidential runoff vote will go ahead. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
The UN Security Council condemned the attacks in Zimbabwe, saying a free and fair presidential election on Friday was not possible. The United Nations chief advised Zimbabwe to postpone the runoff. But President Robert Mugabe's ambassador to the UN, Boniface Chidyawsiku, said Ban Ki-moon had no right to make such demands.
I don't know why he came to that conclusion. Really, him as the chief diplomat in the United Nations, he would be better off engaging the people, the government of Zimbabwe. But for him to grandstand in New York and suggest that, you know, we should postpone election is out of order as far as we are concerned as Zimbabwe.
The Security Council statement was agreed unanimously by all members, including South Africa, Russia and China, which have hitherto refused to criticize the Zimbabwean government.
NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reporting. 4 Americans and 6 Iraqi civilians are dead after an explosion at a local council building in Baghdad's Shiite Sadr City district. Iraqi police officials say 10 others were wounded in today's blast. The military says 2 of the Americans were soldiers. The other 2 were government employees. The Mississippi floodwaters may be receding in parts, but residents along the river are still reinforcing levees to prevent any more flooding. The river will hit its high water mark downstream later this week. Volunteers in Lincoln County, Missouri, have filled 50,000 sandbags to fortify a 2.5-mile-long levee. Federal officials, though, say it probably won't hold. Divers entered a capsized ferry in the Philippines and found only bodies. More than 800 people were on the ship when it overturned. Only 31 people are known to have survived. Douglas Baction reports from Manila.
Philippine officials say the ferry is lodged on a mound of coral near the central island of Sibuyan, and recovery teams must be careful not to disturb the vessel because it could fall over. The Coast Guard says divers entered through something called accommodation doors and also broke through windows. They saw a number of bodies inside the vessel. Removing the bodies is difficult because they must be weighted down and pulled out. Divers want to cut into the hull for better access if weather allows. The ferry capsized Saturday when a typhoon ripped through the area. Survivors have been found on several islands. However, the Coast Guard says other vessels, including fishing boats, went down during the typhoon, and authorities must determine which victims belong to which boats.
Douglas Baction reporting from Manila. The Senate will vote on a plan today meant to help hundreds of thousands of homeowners avoid foreclosure. Under the plan, the government would provide $300 billion in new, cheaper mortgages for homeowners who normally wouldn't qualify for government-backed fixed-rate loans. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.